The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
First, our mugshot of the day that you can see at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. A woman who was absolutely intoxicated was arrested. She showed up at another woman's house demanding to see if her boyfriend was there. She was holding a beer when she burst in the door.
Oh.
This happened in Fellsmere, Florida, near Vero Beach. A woman called the police after someone was knocking on all of her windows at 3:30 in the morning, saying, "I know he's in there." The homeowner already had the suspect trespass for showing up and looking for her boyfriend at the residence before. 34-year-old Randy Lynn Santiago was identified as the woman who was knocking on the windows. She left the residence as soon as the homeowner called the cops. The officer said she sounded intoxicated. She started yelling out Randy's name, her boyfriend.
Randy! Randy, I know you're in there!
God, Randy! Randy!
Randy!
So he wasn't in there?
Randy wasn't in there.
No.
I'm not in there, Randy.
Who is Randy?
They searched the area. They located this woman hiding behind a house across the street. She was shoeless and wet.
Oh, sure.
There was a strong odor of alcoholic beverage. She was also continuing to drink a beer in her hand. She admitted to being at the residence, so she was charged with trespassing and transported to the Indian River County Jail. She was sentenced to 7 days in jail. She'll be released on Christmas Day. There is her mugshot right there.
Look at her mugshot. The mugshot of the day
at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
She's even saying Randy.
Looks like
Randy.
I get why Randy conveniently disappeared.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see why he dips.
Yep.
Dude, that Indian River jail is seriously like Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, it's wild.
Oh, I can't imagine the lineup of
the criminals that are in there are the wildest bunch.
Yep,
I'm sure that they have their own suicide squad.
You know what? I actually was so many of those great mugshots come out of there. I actually subscribe to the paper from that area, and they do like a mugshot roundup like once or twice a week, and every week it doesn't disappoint.
They have to.
A lot of times the stories are not really interesting enough for us to talk about.
But the mugshot is amazing.
But the mugshots are amazing. And they'll just like run down like the 20 people that were arrested and their mugshots.
Is it called the Slammer?
No, it's this one area of Florida. It's called Sebastian, and that's where they seem to arrest the most people for the Indian River County Jail.
In Arizona, we carried at the gas station a weekly little like newspaper where they'd put everybody's mugshots.
Yeah, they have that
arrested
around.
In there.
They have that around.
Wow.
Here.
Do they? Yeah.
I forget what it's called,
but yeah, they do that a lot because it's public domain. You can just have those pictures,
right?
Because we'd have like drunks come in, like, "Oh man, I got picked up for DUI last week. I got to see if I made the slammer." They'd buy it.
Slammer.
So they could see themselves in the magazine.
Make the slammer.
I'm famous.
I did it. I'm in the slammer.
I'm in the
slammer.
Slammer
famous. You want me to autograph one?
There you go.
There's one guy that made the front page. Like, he was so proud of himself.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Not embarrassed.
He was stoked. He felt like a little local celebrity.
He was stoked.
So, if you want to see Randy's ex, go to Dave and Chuck.
Randy! I'm drunk and shoeless.
Wet. Very wet.
Couple of little bastard kids making news today.
Sure.
The first one in China. A guy in China is going to have to pay a car dealership $10,000 after his 3-year-old found a rock and scratched 10 brand new Audis.
Jesus.
Mm. Oh. Here's what happened. This couple now left with a hefty bill. Their toddler daughter scratched pictures. It's like a meme you've seen, right?
Yeah.
She scratched pictures into the paintwork of 10 brand new cars in one go while visiting the dealership. The parents later discovered their Todd had taken a stone and drawn into the paint of 10 new cars. The
just
Q8s.
Wander around.
Watch your kids.
You got to watch your kids.
The Q8s valued at tens of thousands of dollars. The couple had accompanied a friend to a dealership, bringing their 3-year-old along for the ride. So they refused to pay. The dealership had to sue. The father is known as Mr. Zhao. And
Popo Zhao.
Popo's out. 41,000 is what he's on the hook for.
Ooh.
That's an estimate. Here's the deal there. Because they had to repaint all the cars. And I'm not sure if the law is the same here or not.
They're no longer new cars.
No. They cannot be sold as new cars. It's illegal to sell them as new cars once they've had a paint
job.
So they lose
10 grand.
I'm surprised they're only suing them for that much. Because I think they would have lost a hell of a lot of money.
I'll tell you what, though.
It's a good deal.
That's a great deal.
I'm going to take that deal. I will take that deal.
It's a really good deal.
It's been repainted. It had a scratch, but it's still brand new.
Yes. I want to trade in my Renegade.
Your scratchy Audis.
Yeah.
Give me one of them little scratchy Audis, please.
Yeah. Fair trade.
Mm. It had a scratch.
Mm. That's crazy.
Yep.
Why you can't let your kid just wander around?
Oh
and
my god!
Paint pictures,
it's different.
Scratch pictures.
Who knows?
You've seen that though. I can't believe my kids were never out of my sight at places like this. But I see it happen. Oh, people will just let their kids do anything. Yeah. Just run around all sorts of like high end places, high end restaurants, anything.
Dude, I was at a bar. A bar, like not a bar restaurant. This was a bar.
Yeah.
And this douche brings two of his little spawns.
Into the bar?
Into the bar. And they're like two boys and they go over to the popcorn machine and they're like going to third degree burn themselves on that thing. Nobody's paying attention. And then the two boys squared off and the one was like, Bakiat! And like hit the
throat punch
in the throat, and the kid dropped and was just laying lifeless on the bar ground.
Oh god!
And I'm like, I gotta get out of here. This is terrible.
Yep.
I'm like, read it, Dr. Seuss or whatever. Put that thing away. Put it to bed. That's 6:30, doesn't it?
Time for bed.
Did your kids ever cause you anything like this? Did they ever like do something where you had to pay the damages?
No, I had someone attempt to have me try to pay for damages when they...
Careful, I guess.
Just like a child, it was like a Wii thing where a Wii controller got thrown through a TV at a babysitter's house. And honestly, I don't believe that we paid for anything.
Mm.
But at the same time, it's like you're watching a little kid. You gotta make sure that
That's your job,
right? It wasn't an intentional thing. It was just the way
how that Wii was destroying TVs like left and right because people would not put the strap around your wrist,
right.
And then you go to hit a ball and you throw the thing right through your TV all the time.
It was smashing TVs up.
Yeah,
my kids were involved in an incident where a ball went through a window, but thankfully they weren't the ones that threw it. You know, we offered to help pay.
Yeah.
And another one where it was a kid at our place who hit a pool ball through our, like, little bar fridge window glass.
Oh, yeah.
But then we didn't ask the parents for any, you know.
Right.
It's part of the risk
stuff
you take
happens,
when you have people at your house, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, luckily I wasn't
rolling
for anything.
Roland went through, so my buddy got his basement redone. Like, it was unfinished. He got it all finished, and it was beautiful. And Rowan and his son and a couple other guys were fooling around, running around downstairs, and Rowan, like, got knocked. He went over the side, and his leg went right through their wall.
Oh.
First, like, day two.
Ooh.
Come on.
Day two.
Ooh.
That's of bad. Brand new basement.
That sucks.
And at the same time, it was like, well...
Is the wall made out of paper mache?
It was that powerful?
Oh,
he smoked, and his knee went, like, right... through it.
I just remember being so terrified of my dad when I was at a guest's house or like anything, you know, like I basically just sat like one of those monks.
Right. Until it was over.
Until it was time to go.
Yeah.
I was such a good child because my dad was terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all had fear of our parents, right?
Kids are a little different now.
They
have a bit more.
And plus they're just playing in the
basement.
So that can happen.
It's accidents.
Like, you know, we would play in the basement and go through that, you know, quarter inch wood paneling. That looks super fake. You know what I mean? Like, and it was no big deal to anybody.
Yeah.
Well, let's ask this question quickly. Have you been on the hook for some damages your kid caused and how much? 1-855-954-6969, toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Someone said, I flushed a shirt down the toilet when I was 3. Cost them $8,000. They had to go through the roof to get into the plumbing.
Jesus, man, oh man.
Christ.
That's terrible.
Another one said, took my child to Walmart with our service dog. Service dog decided to take a crap in the middle of the aisle. While we waited to clean it up, my daughter smelt the crap and threw it all over the aisle.
Threw up.
threw up. Yeah, not through it.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
threw
up. What a horrible
threw up.
Little devil child you have.
Demon. Your child has a demon in
it. I smell poop and throw it. Yeah, well, you, I mean, that's not, I'm sure Walmart wouldn't make you pay. Right, it's a service dog and a kid throwing up.
They probably didn't realize it happened, and they just put some newspaper over it or something.
Yeah.
Another one said our neighbor has a Jaguar.
Jaguar.
One day, he brought it out of storage. One of the other neighbor's kids rode his bike next to it, and the handlebar scratched it from the hood to the trunk.
My kids do this to my cars all the time.
I've had my kids.
Oh my god! They squeeze
their stuff into the garage.
I just can't stand it.
Oh,
it's amazing to me people have them.
Kids?
I know. Yeah. They're a real problem.
Like, that's the real, like, seeing all these people out there, it's like, what a miracle.
I don't know.
People wanted those things. I guess they don't always want them, huh?
They don't always want them.
It is kind of as a byproduct.
Yep.
It's got to be pretty common. Was riding my bike past a Porsche, my neighbor's Porsche, lost balance, put a big scratch in the passenger door. My dad had to pay like $1,500 to fix it.
That's kind of a douchey Porsche guy, too.
Right. If you're, like, I mean, it sucks.
If a kid crashed their bike into my car, I'd feel pretty bad for the kid.
Me too.
Maybe, and I wouldn't, because I was a kid who's crashed my bike into a car. But come on, you got a Porsche, you can handle it, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the
it's tough.
This sucks,
right?
This is a tough situation.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm running out of neighbors to make upset with me.
Yeah, I don't want to get
that. True.
I'll just stay away from that one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Olivia, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. We're talking about parents being on the hook for some damages their kid caused.
Yeah, so it wasn't my kids, but I was actually babysitting two twin boys, and they were jumping off the back of the couch, like onto the couch, and I told them, I was like, you can't do that. And I go into the kitchen, and I hear a crash, and one of them had put their head through a glass cabinet in the corner of their living room. And, like, destroyed the cabinet. And I think they ended up not paying me. I don't know how much it ended up costing. But, yeah, it was not good. They came home. They were so upset.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, but at the same time, like, you tell kids no, right? Like, you tell them no.
Right.
You're a babysitter. You only have a certain amount of control.
Yeah, you can. I mean, you can choke slam
my own kid, but I mean, my babysitter can't.
No.
You know what I mean?
And like, you can only prevent certain things.
Yeah.
You can't prevent everything from happening. They still should have paid you. That's pretty douchey. Let's go to Boston, and James is here. Being on the hook for something your kids destroyed. What was it, James?
How's she going, eh? Well, actually, it wasn't me. It was my little sister. So what happened was my mom's cousin got like a brand new Xbox 360 when it officially came out. And what happened was, I forget what day it was, but they were playing Call of Duty. And my sister went to flip it up, like, you know how they had in the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
So she flipped it up, broke the console and the discs. And it was about, I forget how much it was. I think it was about $300 when it came out. So $300 out of the pocket. So my cousin was not a happy camper.
No,
so
I'm sure. Like, someone destroyed your gaming system,
yeah.
Charlie?
No.
You'd be okay with that?
I would not.
That's when he's a proud supporter of the death penalty.
Yeah. Exactly.
The death penalty.
So I'd be like, oh, no, it's okay.
It's all right.
It's fine.
Totally fine. Yeah, that's so funny. You're just talking about how you wouldn't be that guy who, didn't.
It depends on what it
is.
Yeah,
but if it's his gaming system, his brand new monitor.
I wouldn't ask him to pay for it, but I'd make sure that something of theirs was.
You bring me what it is that you love.
What do you love? Oh, child, come.
Yes.
Oh, look at your little bear that you love so much.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. His arms and legs and head are gone.
He's been deep fried, hasn't he?
Oh, he's on fire.
This happened to Sarah and her parents at the mall. What'd you do at the mall, Sarah?
Well, I was like 6 years old at like Somerset Mall, and we're in this like giant science store, and I knocked over a giant telescope, And luckily the store owners let us off the hook and didn't make my mom pay for it, but it was well over $1,000 and it would have been pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
my mom grabbed me by the wrist and like ripped me out of the store.
If you drop one of those things, they're done.
Right. Oh, yeah. So they knew it was a write-off, right? I mean, stores can write stuff off after death.
You're supposed to put on a display. What do you expect?
I wonder if people have actually been charged for it. Like, I wonder if there's some stores where they've charged. Like, what's the law there?
Well, you know, like, there are stores you walk in, it says you break it, you buy it.
Yeah, there are some like that.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a known thing. You go into
it and... that freak me out.
Like an antique place
where it's like an expensive store.
Do you know how many things I knock over? I can't be going in a break, you buy.
Yeah. No. Because then once you break one thing, you're going to start over. Like, I just see a bunch of things breaking.
They'd be like, we have this crystal ornaments that are all on one shelf here. And then I'd be like, doo-doo-doo, I don't know how wide I am. Sometimes going through an aisle.
Right.
And then I'd be like, I broke a bunch of Swarovski crystals.
Swarovski. Those are $5,000 each.
Why was I in that store? I do. I like constantly hip check stuff, check stuff.
You're not aware of your surroundings.
No.
Someone said my parents own property up north and we were looking at a model home to possibly build on the property. Well, I went with them once when I was 6. Didn't realize they didn't have real plumbing. So when they were talking, I took a dump in the fake toilet. Cost my mom a few $100 for them to get a new fake toilet.
Oh, my God. Mm. Put in a real toilet.
Like one of those.
Like a staging home, right? Like it's.
Yeah.
It's not real at all?
No.
You got all signs up or something.
Yeah, toilet not real.
Yeah, what are you doing?
You definitely, listen, if your toilet's not real, you need to put a sticker on it that says toilet not real.
Toilet not real.
Yeah. Toilet not real.
They usually do that. There's usually like plastic like tape across the toilet seat can't sit down and poop on it.
I've never seen it.
And they put tape across like the sinks usually because there's no actual water plumbing coming through.
Okay.
I've never been in a place like that.
No,
me neither.
I have when we were looking at houses a long time ago and it was just like.
The model homes.
Yeah,
okay,
but it was even like, it wasn't even. It's like they built part of a home inside this like trailer like kind of thing just so you could get an idea of what they'd look like.
Okay.
So that's it. Like no plumbing or anything like that.
Yeah, because I've always just seen where they build like a full-on spec home and everything works. And but they've built it already. You don't get any choices or whatever. But
Someone said
toilets
that.
Work.
Well, actually, let's go to Misty here. Misty's in Lincoln Park. Misty, talk about being on the hook for some damages that your kids caused.
Yes. My son was about 6 years old, got mad at his then best friend, and while walking home, saw the rubber hose of a drip system sticking out of the ground, decided since he was that upset, he was going to rip that entire drip system out of some lady's front yard. I had an irate grandmother come to my door and demand that it get fixed. 2 days, so I had to fork out about $300 for an emergency service to re-dig the entire drip system in this lady's front yard.
Oh, my God.
God damn it.
Yeah, you got that person. And they'll be those people for sure. Those people will...
Oh, yeah.
You know, like Andy, if you had a little kid break something of yours, would you go after the parents?
Oh.
No, you wouldn't?
No.
Not even if you hate the little kids?
I mean, it depends on what it was, I guess. I know.
Yeah, what if
it's your Boba Fett helmet?
Or they scratch your new Renegade?
Well, if you had that $5,000
Nobody's getting anywhere near my Boba Fett helmet.
Yeah, that's true.
What if they did a scratch down the whole side of your new Renegade?
I'm bumper to bumper.
Warranty doesn't cover that, though, Andy.
Oh, no.
That's a car insurance situation.
Oh, I got the beefy one.
I'm bumper to bumper.
Better not, then.
By the way, law is, Andy, even if there's a sign that says you break it, you buy it, it's not actually the law.
Oh, sweet.
The law is ability to charge cost of broken goods doesn't apply to retail.
Well, then I'm going to start breakdancing in crystal shells.
Oh, my God.
No, I suggest
Oh, my God. You imagine you did that and how worried they'd all be?
Yeah, they're like, boom,
put down a mat.
Sir, why do you have that cardboard?
Yeah. Scoop it. Scoop it.
Oh, he's gone. Oh, jeez. Yikes.
Here comes Andy into the China shop. You doing good there?
Yeah. Swarovski's.
Sir, please, God. Get out.
Yeah, this is rare. Hold on, man. I'm working something out here.
I hate this music. And, oh, my God.
I'm making a YouTube video.
No, please.
Let me make my YouTube video.
Close. You're getting very close. Oh, God.
I think that was crashing.
I think it was. Hard to hear.
It's hard to hear with a giant sound system.
I talked to a lawyer. You can't charge me for any of this.
Oh, my God. Oh, heavens.
Yeah, the law says that you can have that sign up all you want, man.
So why would you break dance in our crystal store?
Because that's where I felt it, man. God. That's where I was feeling it. Oh! Yeah.
Jesus.
Sorry about all that.
Have a nice day, sir.
A little crystal Darth Vader in one of my kidneys. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, I bet. You're bleeding out now.
I am. Can you call somebody?
No.
Come on, man.
This person said, when I was a kid, we lived in a trailer park and all the mobile homes had wooden decks. My parents bought me a toolkit one year so I could learn to work on stuff. I completely took apart one of our neighbor's decks. My parents had to pay for the whole thing to be rebuilt. Wow, you, like, get that kid a job. Get him in. Hopefully he's doing trade work or something now.
Yeah, like, that's an incredible amount of time. But, you know, power
what kind
tools.
Of tools? Like, real tools?
Seems like it.
Like, normally you get those little Fisher-Price tools.
Yeah, that's what you got to get a kid.
Got the kid a circular saw.
Hey, cut the whole thing down the center.
Someone else said, when I was a little kid, I decided to stop all the buses from going to school. I broke out the headlights, the taillights, the windows, and I set off the fire extinguishers. It worked, but we were on the hook for $4,000.
Yikes.
You were a crap little kid.
That's a horrible child. I mean, there's...
Diabolical.
There's accidents, and then there's diabolical children.
You Ray Liotta from Goodfellas? What are you doing?
I like him. I like the cut of
like
his
that
jaw.
Wouldn't even go through most people's little brains, right?
No.
My little brain never
How old
would've...
is he when he did that?
Just says when I was little.
Yeah.
I'd worry about your future.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some kids are just born that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Ready to They're break taillights and set fires.
Jason had his son cause some damage that he was on the hook for. Hey, Jason, what was it, man?
So my stepkids, they were about 14, 15 years old, and they went over to their dad's house, and they had a friend come over, and I guess they lost the iPad. They found the iPad. It was destroyed, and the parent ended up calling the Macomb County Sheriff's Department, and they had an investigation done on it. And the sheriff came out to talk to my wife, and they demanded $200. Well, it ended up going to the prosecutor's office. The prosecutor, they ended up prosecuting our boys and charging them with a crime. And we had to go to court. We had to pay lawyer fees for this, and on top of paying for this kid's iPad.
And so, and it worked, like they won.
Yeah, they won. Yeah, and they put our boys on a year's probation.
Oh wow!
Are they still terrible? Or are they good?
No, they're kids. They're
okay,
kids.
Good.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Some people take that stuff. This is what you hope. You hope that you have people in your life that aren't those people. You know, because. $200 you have to just be like, this is the thing. So say I bring Stella over to Dave's house and Stella breaks something that's $200.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume that I would say, hey, let me, dude, I'll take care of that.
Yeah.
Then Dave would say, no, you're not taking care of it. Don't worry about it. So then the next time me and Dave go out and it's like, here's a bill. I got it. And then Dave would be like, fine. Because that's the way normal life works.
Civilized way to do it. Yeah.
That's the way life works.
Well,
no, that's the way it should work.
Should work. Yeah,
not all the
it
time.
It doesn't like, work that way.
Two happy weirdos out there.
I know.
So okay, although these people obviously weren't aware of that rule that you break it, you buy it, you're not responsible. My daughters and I went to Frankenmuth with the family, which is a little German town.
Christmas hell
In Michigan.
German Christmas hell.
German Christmas hell.
German Christmas
hell. Welcome to German Christmas hell.
That's the rough translation of Frankenmuth.
Yeah.
German Christmas hell.
German Christmas hell.
So my wife was watching our youngest. I had our oldest. We went into a gift shop with a shelf of porcelain things. They were 4 or 5. Knocked it down. My oldest picked up a porcelain football and threw it at her sister.
Oh, my God.
That knocked over a shelf of other porcelain things. $3,300 they had.
Well, here, there's
$3,300.
I think there's a big difference between destroying. I accidentally knocked something over and I picked something up and threw it.
Yeah, the kids are doing games and improv comedy.
Yeah, you can't do that. But, I mean, you're trying to kill time and...
I know, but you're still, what are you doing bringing your kid into the German Christmas hell porcelain house of porcelain or whatever the hell that is?
You're so right, because there were stores like that, you know, walking with the kids when they were younger. We look in, you're like, ooh, we can't take him in there. Like, there's no way.
Yeah, yeah, look at
Amber
that.
Wants to go in, you go in, I'll keep the boys kind of thing. You can't take them in those places.
No.
They're still kids at the end of the day.
Yeah. And a German Christmas hell village is going to have a lot of stores has like knickknacks
there with more. Like, you can't move. There's so many knickknacks.
Think
in
about
there.
Those old ladies who collect the little crystal figurines.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's their place too, man.
Yeah.
That's
it. Oh, they love it there.
German Christmas hell.
Welcome to German Christmas hell.
Oh, you'll have a Merry Christmas, all right. So, man.
Go watch the clock go off.
The Glockenspiel
will strike.
Let us all celebrate.
That's what they do. That's what they do.
All right, speaking of kids causing some trouble, we've heard of, you know, kids taking cars for joyrides a lot. This is a teen that went for a joyride in a plane.
That's amazing.
A plane. That's amazing. 17-year-old girl in California is the one behind this story. Are her parents on the hook for the damage in this one? Well, I'm not sure, but let's listen to the report from ABC 30.
The Fresno International Airport is currently working with the FAA, the FBI, and other authorities to investigate this incident.
A teenage girl barely old enough to drive a car is accused of taking a plane. She was arrested this morning after police say she breached security and tried to steal the aircraft.
That's a big plane. That's a jet.
Live at Fresno Yosemite International.
She's driving it around.
Jason? Oh, my God. I thought it was going to be a propeller plane.
Your kid was bad. Story. 7:30 this morning, officers were called out after getting reports that a plane had crashed into a building here at the airport. What they found led to even more questions. Apparently, a girl had taken a plane for a joyride, and what happened was, in the process, she destroyed the plane as well as airport property.
A 17-year-old girl has been booked into juvenile hall after police say she tried to steal a multi-million dollar King Air 200 from Fresno Yosemite International.
It's really
the
nice.
Girl somehow managed to start one of the engines before taking the private plane on a short joyride.
Oh, my
Airport
God.
Airport security video shows the plane making a series of pivots before like, how crashing about into a building.
How about that? How about that?
And there was no
donut. How about that?
It caused substantial damage to both the plane and airport property. Officials do not believe the incident was related to domestic terrorism, but say the girl appeared to be disoriented. When officers arrived, they found her in the pilot seat wearing the pilot headset.
This incident occurred in the general aviation section of the airport. No passengers, no commercial passengers or commercial aircraft were ever placed at risk.
This section of the property sits on the west side of the airport and is mainly used for private planes and is far removed from FYI's main commercial terminal. Officials say she climbed the fence to gain access, but what they're now looking into is just how was she able to start the plane and get it moving?
It's probably just some buttons.
Yeah.
Now, we're taking a look here at that plane that was involved in that joyride, and officials have replaced that fence. No one was hurt, but investigators will no doubt revisit security protocol. Coming up at 6 o'clock, we will talk to a commercial pilot to learn just how difficult it is to start a plane like this, especially when you don't have any experience. We're live.
You know, I just can't imagine you're the guy. You own a plane. You have a private plane. You're about to go somewhere.
Yeah, somebody takes your King Air 200.
And then you found out someone drove it right into a building.
Oh, my God. We've got to fly commercial.
No.
We've got to fly commercial.
Oh, God. They've got no first class either.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait. Our friend has a plane.
Oh, thank Jesus.
Thank God.
Thank
my God in heaven. Thank the Lord.
We almost flew commercial.
Yeah, you know they have a friend that has a plane.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure they wouldn't fly. They'd cancel their plans. They would not fly commercial.
I just think if you own a plane, you're like, and then you find out someone drove it into a into a fence and a wall.
Oh, you'd be pissed for sure. Like, those, yeah. That sucks so bad. Yeah. So bad for them. We can make fun. But
I'm going to go after your 17-year-old kid to get my plane parts.
I think that that's a situation where they may be on the hook.
Oh, yeah.
They may be on the hook because that's a multi-million dollar plane.
You got to have just gonna... some kind of insurance on that.
I'm sure.
I don't know if you got crazy 17-year-old.
Do insurance companies go after?
Yeah.
No. They might. They'll just pay. That's why you have insurance, right?
She was crazy.
Oh, I bet plane insurance is wildly expensive. And honestly, they don't pay out much.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, they may not.
Yeah.
I don't know much about the plane insurance and I never
private
will.
Plane insurance?
Oh.
Yeah. Don't know. No idea.
What a problem to have.
Yeah, definitely is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Someone sent an email, Andy, that your picture was found on a swingers website.
That's always good.
Not for you to be swinging. I'm not saying that. But someone has used a picture on there that has you in it.
Yeah.
There it is.
Oh, shoot. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that was from the old strip club gigs I used to have to do.
So...
It's the girl.
It's these people. They were heading out to a certain place, and were looking for.
It's the guy and probably
it's the guy
that
and
girl.
One of those girls, right? Because it says straight 48-year-old guy, and by 34-year-old woman. We're looking for swingers, and one of their pictures happens to have you in it.
Yeah, I'm definitely coming into contact with these swingers. That's me. That's beardless me.
Yeah, it is.
That was when I was just a baby.
That's so nuts. Why would they use a picture that has other people in it?
I don't know. But I don't, you know,
well,
what I don't know.
They're partying, you know? They're partying.
I'll tell you, I don't appreciate it.
They could have cropped you out.
Easily.
So easily.
Well, so easy.
But
easy
then
crop.
You wouldn't
it's
have the star
crop.
Power of the green beans.
True. So
there.
True. Exactly. I'm not going to swing with them unless they know the
Holy
green
smokes.
Beans.
Are they trying to make it seem like you swung with them?
I think they're trying to make it seem like they're my friend or something.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it's hard to tell.
I think it just looks like you're on the fence about swinging.
Right. I am.
And then you go through and you're like, well, they know green beans.
I'm in.
So exactly. So you're getting laid.
I'm in then.
You give yourself some swinging power
that's
there.
I do not remember that picture.
You don't look like you remember.
I'm going through all my memory, babe.
You're like,
I do not remember that.
No.
There are 100,000 drunk pictures of me that are probably on dating profiles.
So true. I will say this, though. That's way better than I thought what was going to...
I thought it was just going to be somebody saying they're me.
No, this is like another couple basically just proving that they, A, know the green bean, and B, know how to have a good time and party.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I just don't understand if you're looking to swing, why you would confuse people. Like, you want to let people know who they're going to be swinging with, so don't include extra people in your pictures.
Yeah.
Like, who, because you'll question,
well, and
like,
also, which is the girl? Like,
right.
Which girl are...
So there's two girls and two guys, but it's just for one couple. So who am I getting here if I want to swing?
Well, you can tell that Andy's not 48 years old.
Yeah. Especially that one. That's beardless. I wonder.
Yeah.
So I assume it's that guy and that girl.
That's what I would assume,
right?
But
that's
you never
what
know.
I would assume.
But
does she have a top on that girl?
I think so.
Was she the stripper?
Was that a strip club?
I can't remember if it's...
Andy, can you piece together...
There's a place that it's mentioned.
Well, they do say they're both Irish, so...
There's a place that's mentioned in it.
But that's just where they're going tonight.
Yeah.
Like, that's where
they
were
headed. And I've been there a couple of times.
And that's possible that those girls are just dressed to go to that place.
But there's no hint of a top anywhere there, you guys.
I think that's a little strap coming right there. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I thought too.
That's hair.
It's not the same color hair as what she's
got on her head. It's a strap.
I think it's a strap to a top.
Like nothing's covered there.
It's probably like a lighter color, like a yellow or a, like a pinkish top. But it's clearly a radio station event because you can see the logo in the background right above Andy's head.
Can you?
Yeah.
Where?
It just reversed.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
It's definitely the logo.
That's good eyes. It's a good eye.
It's a very good eye, James.
It's definitely a station event.
It was a station event.
It looks like it's at the place that they're at.
And I have a feeling Andy's probably
wearing the station shirt. We did strip club events.
Oh, I am wearing a station shirt.
Is this the button-up Dickies? That's probably got the logo on the left pocket.
Yeah, we did strip club events.
Yeah, I know, but no strip club has that much stuff going on.
Like that much Keno.
Exactly.
You got Keno going on in the titty bar? I don't think so.
That's that place.
I think it's that place that they're mentioned in there.
Yeah, I've done something there once.
So this person, I would assume, was obviously looking for swingers himself.
Yeah.
Says, I thought you guys might like to know that sometimes when you take photos with fans, they may end up in places you aren't thrilled about. I'm on a site called SLS Swing Lifestyle, and I found this picture on a profile. Had to share it with you.
There might be a picture of me and James at this place.
That's just par for the course.
You ever go there?
Beefcakesoradio.com is the picture of you and I.
Beefcakes.
I mean, in my beardless time, God knows what photos. That was when I was a real wild animal.
I think me and James had to do an event there, and I believe it was you, James, because there was a giant like pop machine involved that you had to like bring to all these different events.
Oh, God, don't remind me of that. Back when I was trying to make my way into radio. I'm sure I'll haul this pop vending machine to every single friggin' bar in the area.
Yep, there's a pop vending machine that we had to, and it was everyone that won didn't give a crap about the bands.
Nobody cared about the bands of the show we were giving away.
Some girl didn't win. Yeah, some girl didn't win, and she had the
band's logo tattooed all over her body, like multiple tattoos of the band, and they couldn't win.
I'm like, this isn't how things should work.
But a family that listened to the number one hip hop station in the area was winning tickets left and right.
Yep.
But just so everyone's clear, Andy is not a swinger.
No.
So if you see him on a swinging site, someone's just using his picture.
Yeah, this is crazy. At least they're in it. At least it's not one of those things where somebody
puts it. That's what I thought it was. That's what I thought too.
This actually makes me laugh a lot. This is awesome.
What makes me laugh is it's like, you know how alarming it is? Because like usually you can be like, oh, yeah, I got a little bit of a flicker of a memory of that.
Yeah.
This one, not a thing.
Nothing at all.
Not a thing.
That's
but that's
so
clearly me.
Yeah.
That's
You're there. You're there.
That's clearly me.
That's similar. It's a similar face to the picture we have from Vegas where you're posing with a balloon vagina.
Oh, yeah. My balloon vagina hat.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
It's a similar, and I don't, did you
I used to make that
rascal.
That was when duck lips were big. I was making the duck lips.
It's a little rascal.
I was my little rascal, like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one there. That's it. Graphic.
That vagina balloon hat, I used to hit people in the face with it when they talked to me. Like, people would be talking, and I'd be like, what? And I'd hit them right in the face with the vagina.
Yeah.
People that you probably shouldn't be hitting in the
face. I had another one, which is you, me, James, and the rock girl from that time with that vagina balloon hat, but I don't, it's just not.
Was it the sad one? There was one where like the vagina balloon hat had deteriorated over the course of the evening.
Was it taken before or after Andy got kicked out of the bar we were at?
It was at that, like, Hogs and Heifers, whatever. What was that place?
That guy was out of his mind.
Oh, no, what was that place called?
No, Hogs and Heifers or something like that, That was the bar.
I went underneath a rope. And the guy
and they were like, get out.
Got all crazy. And I was like, fine, I don't need you anyway. I'm just going to take off this dark Vegas alley.
That was normal.
Yeah.
That was also the same day that I posed with the woman with the world's biggest knockers.
Oh, yeah. Because you were really excited
and
about
the
that.
The next morning, I went mall walking. Lisa and I went mall walking with Chuck, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, I did my speed walking.
You did your speed walking.
Dave had a busy vacation that weekend.
That was like the first beardless trip.
Yeah, that was our first trip. We did everything.
We were there for four days.
His ice cream sundae.
We had a lot to do.
Yeah.
We went candle shopping.
We had a lot of time to kill.
I'll never do any of that.
That first year was so action-packed, I grew a wisdom beard.
Wisdom beard.
I grew a wisdom beard right after that. I had to.
God. I just put a search in for. Just bringing up some rooms.
Oh boy!
Don't do that. You gotta delete some of those, Dave.
I know. I just brought up Vegas,
and it's weird to look into your own eyes in a picture and not remember it.
That is crazy. You know. But you have no idea.
Well, there's so many photos taken though.
That looks like about 1 a.m. right there.
It is not. It's not. It can't be early if I don't remember it.
Yeah.
I got a pretty strong brain.
But again, just to recap, if you see Andy on a swinger site, he's not up for swinging. So don't approach him and try
don't
and bring
you
him
try
into the
swing with me.
He's not going to be your
I ain't
bull.
Gonna be swinging.
He's not going to come into your bedroom.
I'm beautiful.
Unless you're a single lady.
What's crazy about it, though, is that, like, how many years ago do you think this is?
Six.
Yeah.
Over six. Be, yeah.
Over six. Seven,
I've
maybe?
Had a beard since at least, man, I started getting on your guys' show 2013.
Right.
So it was at least 2014, so it's got to be 2013, because 2014 was when I got wise.
But I mean, like, so even if you're a swinger, you're using a photo that's old.
Yeah, get with the times, brah. People aren't that's even going to know that's me. I didn't even have my cartoon character yet.
Yeah, you
right? No. I was pre-character. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, there you go. Just a heads up. Just don't fall
for
fake
Andy
swingers.
Yeah, I saw that, and I was alarmed. I was like, who's out there? I'm always like, who's trying to screw me? I'm always like, who's trying to take me down? I'm not going to find you. And it's going to be bad times.
That's green bean intaken, too.
Yeah, it's so good. I'm a mess.
Well, yeah, he doesn't remember, but it definitely is not something he's into.
But I cannot argue that was
that
me.
Is you. That's you.
That's like would suck if you're in court, right? And they'll be like, were you there the night of
no,
breakfast?
I've never been.
I don't know these people. I've never seen them.
Who the hell is this then?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, that's... That's me.
You notice you're with the two swingers, you're at the place that we said you were at.
Well, God damn it.
You remember anything about this?
No. God damn it.
Some guy's using a picture of all of us on his Tinder profile when we met him because he said he needs to look cool for all the filthy bitches. So we are on Tinder, and we're on a swinging website.
It's funny to put like our photos from like the 0.5 gayers up on your dating profile. Yeah. It's like, there I am.
Shows I'm telling you.
If you can use us to get laid, though, do it.
Just shows, don't pretend you are us.
It shows you're willing to go somewhere and have a good time.
And what, okay, like what show you like.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah, that's true.
No,
right.
That's cool. I don't like false green beans running around there.
No.
And there was a false Dave Hunter nailing bitches for a while, too. He was pretending to be me.
Yes. That's not cool because it's like, what are they saying out there? And somebody thinks that that's you?
Or they're giving people diseases or putting babies in them. Yeah. I don't want anyone coming after me.
You can't have that. Hell no. But yeah, no, that's alarming, though. That's like... Sucks to have a photo of yourself that you don't remember.
That is crazy.
On a swinging website.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.